This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Wazazi welcoming you to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2017. Day 6. So how's Ramadan doing with you? It's already almost a week now. And we're still living with the names of Allah, and we're still trying to learn about these names and how to implement them in this beautiful month of Ramadan. We're still talking about the name of Allah, Al-Qarib, the near. You know, sometimes you live with certain people, or you know, you go to school or you go to work, and you work with certain people. You see them every day. There's certain people that you live with every day, so they're so close, yet you feel like they're very far. So close, yet you feel like they're very far. But Allah Azza wa Jal is the near, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes you may commit a mistake, or you know, towards someone, you may commit a sin towards someone or harm someone, and then you realize, and then you know that you've done something wrong, because you have wronged that person. Then you go to that person to try to ask them to forgive you, or you try to do things to try to ask for forgiveness. Yet those people or that person refuses to forgive you. It's very hard for you to be forgiven. Yet the rahmah of Allah is qareeb, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna rahmatallahi qareebun minal muhsineen. The rahmah of Allah, the mercy of Allah, is qareeb. Qareeb in everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's so close in everything. He's qareeb in his forgiveness. He's qareeb in his mercy. He's qareeb in his generosity, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah al-qareeb. I want to live with this name. I want to practice this name, you know, in my life every day. There are many ways to feel that closeness and to earn that closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says, the hadith is reported by Muslim, أَقْرَبُ مَا يَكُونُ الْعَبْدِ إِلَى رَبِّهِ وَهُوَ سَاجِدٍ. The Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam says, the closest a man can be to his Lord is during the sujood. So you want to feel that closeness to Allah, increased from the sujood, and the sujood means the salah. The closest you can be to Allah Azza wa Jal is when you are in, you know, prostrating in your sujood in the salah. Especially now, this is Ramadan, this is the month of the sujood, this is the month of the siyam. So this is another opportunity for you to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah of sujood. In fact, and the hadith is reported by Muslim, every sajda that you make, for every sajda, Allah will elevate you one rank in heaven and give you a good deed and erase a bad deed for every sajda that you make. Again, this is the month of sujood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this very beautiful hadith, you know that the Prophet Muhammad, when he says, إِذَا وَقَفَ الْعَبْدُ فِي الصَّلَاةِ, when a man stands in salah, as soon as he says Allahu Akbar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the angels, إِرْفَعُ الْحُجُبَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي, raise, remove the veils between me and my slave. You become so close to Allah. As soon as you stand in the salah and you say Allahu Akbar, Allah tells the angels, remove all the veils between me and my servant. Until another episode, talking some more about this beautiful name of Allah Al-Qarib, I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.